Jeff Patterson from Team 1040 in Vancouver joins us. Jeff, tough city. Gillis makes the playoffs five straight years. They win the division every year. They have the best record in the NHL twice, but they missed the playoff once, and boom, he's out. Are him and the owner clearly on different pages?
Yeah, guys, certainly seems that way. Apparently there's a movement afoot out here for the Thursday night game against Colorado. Fans are going to chant Stanley Cup. So we'll see how that goes, see if that works for them. But, yeah, I mean, this last couple of weeks, it's just been a gong show out here between ownership and management and the coaching staff and the fan base, all these different factions, everybody sort of taking sides and covering their own butt, it seems. And, you know, Mike Gillis's appearance on our radio station last Thursday certainly generated a lot of talk, not just here, but throughout the hockey world. And, you know, I think there were some shots fired in that one. You know, when Mike said things like, I had a vision 6 years ago and I still have a vision. You know, I took that to mean that he maintained the same vision that got them the Stanley Cup, but somewhere along the line, you know, somebody had hijacked his plan, whether that was ownership hiring John Tortorella. You know, there were lots of different ways to read into it, but pretty clear that they weren't on the same page. And, you know, it's been apparent on the ice all season long that this group has, you know, been in shambles, and who knows where they go from here, but certainly has not been a dull season and not a dull day out here on the West Coast.
Why do you think today and not, you know, wait three games until the season's over simply to appease the fans and the chants of last night?
Oh, I can tell you, it's all about the bottom line. Tomorrow is the deadline for season ticket renewals. And, I mean, the fans have been jumping off the sinking ship here. You know, we have not seen empty seats like we have seen at Rogers Arena in a long, long time. I mean, you got to go back to the Mike Keenan era, go back 15 years. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's to the point now where, you know, first of all, at the drop of the puck, I mean, there's thousands of empty seats, and Canucks keep falling behind. They lose these hockey games by the middle of the third period. Lots of people are gone. You know, they do the 50-50 draw with about 5 minutes to go in the game, and it looks like the streets of Pamplona, the running of the Bulls, people can't stampede out of the building quick enough. I mean, there's just no appetite, and season ticket renewals are up tomorrow. And so it's pretty evident that ownership has received that message loud and clear, that people aren't happy with what's going on out here. And so I think it was done to appease the fan base. And, you know, if in fact it is Trevor Linden that is installed in some sort of upper management position, you know, Trevor is everything that Mike Gillis isn't. He's approachable. He's popular out here. He's a guy who, you know, people connect with. And, you know, is he prepared to run a professional sports organization? Probably not. But I think they could surround him with others that, you know, have hockey acumen. But I think it's pretty imperative that, you know, they start mending some fences from an organizational standpoint. And that's why I do think where there's smoke, there's fire. And that tomorrow when Francesco Aquilini addresses the media, he won't be doing it alone. I think he will be surrounded by his next management group.
That's a lot of money to Gillis. I think had what, 3 years left in his contract, and now he's gone. Does the new GM, because all the rumors, Jeff, were that the owners really liked John Tortorella. They were the ones who wanted him more than Gillis. Do you think the new general manager keeps John Tortorella?
I do think John Tortorella probably gets to come back. I think he survives this somehow and gets to start next year on a remarkably short leash. But look, this has not been a bouquet of roses this season on the ice, and he has to wear an awful lot of that. I mean, how can your entire lineup have subpar seasons? You know, if one or two guys go into a slump, hey, that happens in hockey. Well, across the board, I mean, every guy, production is down, and, you know, not just a dip. I mean, you look at the Twins. Look at Ryan Kesler. Ryan Kesler doesn't have an assist since January 31st. This guy plays more minutes than any forward in the NHL. Every power play for the Vancouver Canucks, he can't make a play. I mean, you know, some of that's on John Tortorella. Some of that's on Ryan Kesler, too. But John Tortorella has stuck with the same line combinations for far too long. His deployment of the Twins, getting them to penalty kill and shot block and do all kinds of things, defensive zone starts. You know, a lot of this falls at the feet of John Tortorella. So, somehow I think he does survive, but my guess is that, you know, he'll be put on notice that he'll have to change his ways. I mean, there's just no two ways about it, because this is an aging core group. Changes are necessary, but through all of it, you know, I knew a head would roll. Turns out it was Mike Gillis's head. I think John Tortorella does survive.
Trevor Linden's name's obviously out there as a candidate. I think I heard Jay Feaster. Would you think that some of those might be accurate? And if there's others, who might they be?
Well, I do think Trevor Linden is going to be in the mix. That much, you know, he was making the rounds, media rounds here on other business. He runs a successful chain of fitness clubs out here. So he's transitioned from a hockey player into a successful businessman. He's involved in commercial development as well. Again, is he suited to run a pro sports franchise? Probably not yet. But, Marcus Naslund resigns from Modo under suspicious circumstances 2 weeks ago after running the Swedish Elite League club for a couple of years. He's got some managerial experience. A lot of people are trying to connect dots there. You know, Bob Nicholson steps down as president of Hockey Canada. I mean, it goes as far as Wayne Gretzky. You know, is he looking to get back into the game? He was rumored to be coming here as a player many years ago. You know, would there be a 1-2 punch of Bob Nicholson and Wayne Gretzky? I mean, that would be some star power that might certainly attract some attention from the fan base here, get them to sit up and take notice. So, you know, those are all names that are being kicked around here. But I do think that through it all, it'll be Trevor Linden in some capacity. And I think that's, you know, maybe it's a cosmetic one just to get out there and try to repair some of the fences that need mending with the business community, with the fan base here. Again, I think we'll find out a whole lot more at 10:30 our time tomorrow morning when Francesco Aquilini is set to meet the media here.
Well, it'll be an interesting off season in Vancouver. Jeff, enjoy it. We appreciate your time.
You bet, guys.